probably you better not get on my right side.
You better not just stand within a vicinity of a snorkel.
Don't stand right there.
Stand on this side, because as soon as I blow my snorkel, you'll be in the direct path to my water.
Monty McGregor is going under, into the Green River, just outside of Mammoth Cave National Park.
Okay.
Every time he comes up, McGregor's colleagues hand him 4 baby mussels to push into the riverbed. The mussels are tiny, a little bit smaller than a penny.
You know, these animals today that we're releasing, the pink mucket, the Lampsis abrupta is a scientific name, are just as rare as things you see at the Louisville Zoo or out in the wild in Africa.
McGregor is trying to change that. He's an aquatic scientist with the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife, and he works in one of the nation's few mussel hatcheries. McGregor and his staff raise endangered species in the lab and then release them into healthy waterways. Nobody's going to put the pink mucket on a bumper sticker as a call to action for the environment. But what McGregor's doing is restoring an essential part of the river ecosystem. The mussels act as filters, consuming bacteria and cleaning the water. McGregor says these bivalves are a good barometer of a river's general health.
These animals are probably the most sensitive animals that live in the rivers and streams today. They're kind of similar to what you'd have a canary in the coal mine. So if the canary dies, there's no oxygen. Same thing in the river. If these mussels are dying off, then something's going on in the water that's causing that water not to be what we call clean anymore.
Besides killing mussels, pollution also wreaks havoc on their sex lives. Okay, so muckets don't exactly have sex, but their reproduction is a team sport. It takes bass to make more muckets. When a female mucket's eggs are fertilized, she incubates them for a while. Then she puts out a lure to attract bass. When the fish bites, the larvae spray out and cling on. They stay on the bass for weeks before dropping off.
It's not easily done. There's a lot of chances for that chain of events to break down.
Leroy Koch is a scientist with the U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife.
All they really need to do is replace themselves throughout their lifetime. But I think often they're not even able to do that. It's obviously not a real conducive to a quick population growth.
By growing them in a hatchery and releasing them into the river, Koch and McGregor hope to give the muckets a fighting chance in their natural habitat. The Green River has started to recover from years of pollution, and now a single 10-mile stretch contains about 16% of all the species in the country. Monty McGregor is in the river too, finishing the process of pushing more than 100 muckets into the soft river bottom.
Is it hard to say goodbye to your babies like this?
No, this is great. This is a great thing for this.
Koch looks on from the middle of the river.
It's taken us a long time to get to this point. You know, it's many years, many decades to lose the mussel resource. It's going to take a while to recover. You know, it's because of the conditions of our streams. You know, everything that we put on the land flows downstream. So mussels, it's really kind of remarkable that we have as many left as we do.
And the scientists are hopeful. They've tagged all the mussels, and they'll be back in a year to check on them. Erica Peterson, WFPL News.